America is staying with me for some sales. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I'd love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, I find that often I don't fit in with the world. Over the weekend, I was inspired because of other things to watch again. I sent you a DVD several years back called Shadow Ring. It written by James Perloff, who is an excellent author. He will make you uncomfortable. And has a lot of, you know, fairly big name personalities in it. But you get to about 45-minute mark, and you will see a discussion of the election between Bush and John Kerry. And because when I watched that again, it was a reminder, because you'll see then where one gentleman talks about I think he was a law student or whatever, who questioned at a public presentation John Kerry, saying, "Look, the evidence is there. You won the election." And he was forcibly removed by the police for asking the question. The reason why that particular incident hits home is because, you know, I have sent you, I believe I sent you some videos on this, because that election was electronically stolen. And 1 year at a Christmas party, I took my family into the very room that happened. People who are willing to do things like that do other things, and some of the other videos indicate that. I followed up by, I watched the video I did, A Bit of My History, You Cannot Serve God and Money. I used the "you cannot serve God and money" because in virtually the last dialogue that Jim Cross offered, he basically said, "Yeah, but you got to compromise." No, you don't compromise. You don't compromise. The Lord is not a feeble Lord. He demands obedience, not compromise. And I'm afraid that the institutions that my family in are institutions of compromise, unwilling to follow the scripture no matter what it costs, because following the Lord has a price, and they're unwilling to follow it. They are cowards. And this is what my kids are being taught. What you saw, if you have the disc, if you watch that again, that's not distant. Like I say, my family's been in the room where that happened. This is not a game. And, you know, I've studied the one gentleman, I had to check his name. He was one of the gentlemen who, he exposed that the U.S. government was involved in selling delivery vehicles for nuclear weapons to Pakistan. And they crushed him. You know, his wife abandoned him. And they crushed him. And it hits home. But then there are those people who say, "No, I'm going to follow the Lord. I'm going to make mistakes along the way. I'm going to try very hard to love along the way. I'm going to try to reconcile with people along the way. I will continue to proclaim as best I can obedience to Christ, to make disciples." Again, that's the Great Commission, to make disciples, not evangelize. And I'm afraid I'm afraid my family will follow a pathetic Lord, not the Lord Jesus Christ. The guy who asked John Kerry the question, it took courage. Does my family have that kind of courage? When you find out that you've done something wrong, do you have the significant courage to say, I was wrong? I have a long list of them. And I've repented of much. One of the things I don't repent of is striving after obedience to the Lord. And another thing I don't repent of is my love for my wife. I don't ever expect to get it back. But I love her, and I will not turn from her, no matter what she does or has done. Dorothy Jane, I love you.